The state fire marshal's office Thursday returned the jail to the county commission after leading the investigation into the blast, which killed two inmates and injured 184 others. The initial report did not raise any eyebrows.
Our investigation into the Escambia County Jail has determined that the explosion at the jail was the result of a natural gas release into the facility.
Agency spokesman Chris Cate says they're continuing to work with the ATF and state attorney's office about the events leading up to the explosion.
We know how important it is to uncover all the answers about this case, so we're diligently working day and night. There's not a timetable for when the case will be completed because we want to be as thorough as possible and learn everything we can about what happened. We will release a full report at the conclusion of the investigation.
There is evidence that individuals smelled gas inside the jail before the explosion.
State Attorney Bill Edens assigned a prosecutor and investigator to the case. He says if warranted, criminal negligence charges could emerge.
That's called gross negligence, and basically in order for criminal negligence to be present, you have to establish facts that basically demonstrate that someone failed to act and that failure to act was very reckless.
Under Florida law, Edens says a negligent act resulting in a death could, under certain circumstances, trigger an additional charge of manslaughter.
However, there's no real determination been made, and it's premature to even speculate whether or not that would be something that would be considered. At this time, no investigation regarding the facts and circumstances of what was done or what was not done has not been undertaken, much less completed.
The fire marshal's completion of its work at the jail was announced in a letter delivered to Commission Chairman Lumen May and to County Attorney Allison Rogers.
The letter stated that they were basically complete with their work that they were going to be able to do there at the scene. And they did state to us that there were some concerns about the safety of that building.
In the letter, state arson investigator Joe Stedman said the damage to the building was so great that investigators are no longer allowed to enter it. He urged the commission to take steps toward keeping people out unless and until such time that a qualified professional deems it safe to enter.
We are in the process, now that we are in control of the building, of evaluating the potential problems there and whatever the safety risks might be, and trying to determine the fate of that structure and what we may need to do.
A fence has been set up around the jail, which is guarded by Escambia County deputies. It's not known yet if the building is a total loss. Commissioner Grover Robinson says any new jail needs to be in a more suitable location. That is, somewhere that doesn't flood as easily.
We got placed into that location by past boards, by past decisions that even go back before it was a jail to when it was the hospital. I don't see any way how we can be in that location knowing it floods. It's flooded repeatedly. No matter what happened with it, it just is in a low spot.
For hours after the blast, many families of the inmates could not get information on their loved ones' conditions. Many expressed frustration. The commission addressed that during Thursday's workshop meeting, with Chairman Lumen May issuing an apology.
When a parent is sitting at home and don't know and they don't have answers, well, I wish information could have got to them sooner or quicker and we had protocol to follow, but that doesn't take away the anxiety and the hurt that parents have. So I speak as one commissioner that say to those families that were left in the dark for so many hours, we do apologize, but we were working as hard as we possibly could to get information out.
May instructed Corrections Director Gordon Pike to ensure that inmates hurt in the blast get needed medical care. He also called for a town hall meeting for the affected and had praise for the inmates who helped evacuate the jail.
All of the inmates could have just taken off. They stayed there to help save the lives of other officers. That says a lot about our inmates and about our correction officers and about them as citizens and as humans.
County Attorney Allison Rogers says her office has already begun receiving calls from counsel representing the families of blast victims.
We're also hearing from a couple of lawyers who have an interest in civil suits or civil representation of family members or of people who may have been at the jail at the time of the incident, and we're just dealing with those on a case-by-case basis. At this time, there are no actual claims or cases that have been filed.
Rogers also told the county commission to expect what she calls civil litigation at the least, and that the commissioners should now go mum on the case. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.